they called the shir on the email. They said it was a shir in Parsha and Rav Kook, right? I think so. That was my fault. I said Rav Kook. I threw it in because I thought maybe I would like say some Torah from Rav Kook. So I figured this is the last shir probably. And Rav Weinberg is coming back on Tuesday, right? So I'll probably give this shir again next week. So I figured I would say something from Rav Kook for to be yotze the email title. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. The tzaddikim were always very excited when Parshas Yisro came around. And they felt, many tzaddikim felt, that it was necessary to spend Parshas Yisro in the company of a tzaddik. That just like when Matan Torah, the experience of Matan Torah was through Moshe, so in Pnimius and Chassidus for sure, so Parshas Yisro is a re-experience of Matan Torah. That Shavuos is considered to be a zman of Matan Torah, what's called the Nisarusa de la'ila, that Hashem gives us, He inspires Matan Torah. When we read Parshas Yisro, so that's Nisarusa de la Tata, we recreate Matan Torah. And really, before Parshas Yisro, there's a very big darkness on the world. When Hashem Baruch Hu created the world, the Torah tells us, the whole world was in a state of confusion. And then Hashem says, then there's light. And Chazal tell us that this light is the light of Torah. That Torah has a way of illuminating the Tohu Vavohu and taking the world out of its state of Tohu Vavohu. So the truth is, therefore, that until Parshas Yisro, the entire Torah, on some level, is in a state of Tohu Vavohu, and that needs explanation. What that means, that the world and Torah is in a state of Tohu Vavohu. When a Jew looks at the Torah, and he gives an honest look, and he asks himself, what is the essence of what Torah is all about? It's very hard for a person to come to a resolution in that inyan, because the Torah is full of stories and mitzvahs which don't necessarily seem to have a seder. As Chazal tell us, Ein muktam u'mu'ucher b'Torah, even in Parshas Yisro itself, it begins with Yisro's coming to Klal Yisrael. And Chazal say, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, whether or not he came before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. So Torah itself, there's a lack of clarity on some level as to what is the essence of Torah. The 613 mitzvahs, and we're kind of left to try to understand what is the Ikar Nekud of what Torah is all about. And if a person opens up a Gemara, or even a Medrash, it's not clear what exactly is the Nekudah, the Ikar Nekud of Torah, because you'll find many times that Chazal will say, Limud Torah is the essence of what Torah is. Talmud Torah can kulam, the whole world was created for Torah. And then you'll run into Gemara's and Baba Basra that no, tzedakah is the greatest mitzvah of all time. Kibud Ava'im. So how does a person come to clarify? Even the words of Chazal are not clear. So how does Torah take us out of that state of Tohu Vavohu, which is a lack of clarity in this inyan? So the truth is that
question? Thank you.
Is that if a person pays attention to the theme of life, he's able to be oimed on the Nekud of Torah, which the Parshas Yisro comes to teach us. First of all, it's important to understand a certain perspective in Pnimius HaTorah, that there's a very big difference between the Niglus of Torah and the Pnimius of Torah. In the Niglus of Torah, that which comes first is always considered to be Iker. Whoever is Rishon is considered to be Chashav. For example, the Torah tells us, V'kidashtai, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, Kohen is the most Chashav. And that which is last is considered to be like the Psylus, like that which is garbagey. In Pnimius HaTorah, the opposite is true. That we don't accept the perspective that that which is last is like the remains of just what was taken first. In Pnimius of Torah, that which is left over is considered to be the tachlis. That which comes at the end is considered to be the goal and the purpose. And so that's why in Niglus of Torah, that includes Torah Shebichsav, if a person would take an honest look at Torah Shebichsav and ask himself, what is Iker? He would say that what's very essential to Torah is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, Sukkos, all the Yomim Tovim, even Shabbos, we say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's considered to be the Reishis, the first opening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in the world. However, in Pnimis HaTorah, what's Iker in Torah is Yemais HaMashiach. And you don't find a word about Yemais HaMashiach really, explicitly, in Torah Shebichsav. You can go through an entire Torah Shebichsav and not even know that there's something called Yemais HaMashiach. It comes out from Pnimis HaTorah. Because in Pnimis HaTorah, that which comes at the end is not considered to be Psylus. It's considered to be the Iker. Evan Masu Habainim, Haisa the Resh Pina. With that perspective, if a person takes a look at the Seder Hayoim and the Seder Hashanah and the Seder Hachayim in a person's life cycles, with the perspective that which comes at the end is really the tachlis and the goal, it's the purpose of everything. So notice a common theme. That we begin every single day, we daven shachris, and we go through our lives, we go to work, spend time with our family, we have storm and learning, give tzedakah, v'chule v'chule. The end of every single day, of every single Jew, is Kriya Shema L'mita. It's fascinating because mitzad niglus ha-Torah, Kriya Shema L'mita is considered to be, you know, like, sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't do it, like you fall asleep or in the middle of it. It's one of those types of things. Mitzad Pnimis HaTorah, Kriya Shema L'mita is considered to be a huge ikar. I think we mentioned not so long ago, Mamash in the Space Medrash, that according to the Ari HaKadosh, that the ikar milchama, the ikar tikkun, four pagam bris, on a daily basis, is Kriya Shema L'mita. That there's nothing which could be mechaper on that inyan, in the inyan of pagam bris, like Kriya Shema L'mita. So a Jew ends every single day, if he can stay up enough, keep his eyes open a little bit, by saying Kriya Shema. The end of every single week, we come to Shabbos. Shabbos is the highlight of the week of a Jew who lives a pre-mystical life. Not just a day of vacation day, not the day off from business where, no, this is the tachlis of everything. And he comes to Shalosh Shadis. What does he do by Shalosh Shadis? Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's considered to be the climax of the entire week. Al pi pnimiyus of Torah. There are many Jews, the chitzonius tikka Jews, niglas tikka Jews, that they don't know anything about this. They don't know anything about Shalosh Shudis. It's Shalosh Shudis. But the term Raivad the Raivin, they have no idea what that is. Shalosh Shudis is considered to be the tachlis of the entire week. Already by Minchan Shabbos, they take off their ties, they come to shul, shmooze a little bit outside. You know, we're ready. The Kabbalah Shabbos was like the climax of the day, and then Shabbos is like it dips after that. And come to Shalosh Shudis, it's like the shiraim of the Sudas. You know, you take a little bit of bread, a little bit of dips. But by Pnim Yisrael Jew, you come to Ravid Raivin, you come to Shalosh Shudis, and you declare Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the tachlis of the whole week. It's mamash, everything comes, the culmination of everything. Same thing is true with the year. That the entire year, that although we think that the entire year leads up to Rosh Hashanah is already considered to be the beginning of the new year, and Erev Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, the Igrei D'Pirka, he lays this down, based on the Gemara Baba Basra, that the last day of the year, and the climax, and the tachlis of the year, is not Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur. The Gra expounds upon this, and he says that really there are 355 days in the solar, in the lunar calendar. In the solar calendar, there's 365. The 10 days, which is the difference between the sun and the moon year, is the 10 days of Aseres Meitshuva. So therefore, mitzad the sun, the year concludes on Yom Kippur. And the Yom Kippurim is in order to build up to Ne'ilah, and the whole Ne'ilah is to build up to the end, where you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's the end of the year. And the truth is, the end of davening Shachris, and Shachris is considered to be also very climactic in terms of the Jewish day. that we end every davening with Aleinu L'Shabeach. We say, V'hoya Hashem L'malach HaKol Ha'aretz B'yema Hu Yeh Hashem Echad U'Shmai Echad, with that word Echad. And we even add those who say, U'V'Sarascha Hashem Elokeinu Kosov Leymar Shmai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That we end every davening, really, with Shmai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everything comes, Kol HaNecholim Holchem El Hayam. Everything comes to the Yam, which is the 50 letters. Yam is Gematria 50. The 50 letters of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kamach Salam Boy. Rabbi Elimelech is quoted as saying and teaching what we just said. U'v'sarascha Hashem Elokeinu Kosov Leymar. He explains as follows. He says, your entire Torah and everything written in your Torah is Kosov, is written there in order that a Jew should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That the entire Torah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Rabbi Elimelech is l'shitaso in this, with the Maamar Mokim you have in front of you. He says here, quoted by the Maamar V'Shemesh, who was the Talmud Muvak, one of the Talmud Muvaks of Rabbi Elimelech. He writes, V'omer adin mani v'rabinu havakodesh rabinu elimelech zal, al pasuk in this week's Pasha. That this is the pasuk which leads us into the Aseres HaDibros. V'idaber elokim is kol advayim ha'ela leymor, anech Hashem elokecha. What does this mean? V'idaber elokim is kol advayim ha'ela leymor. That all the words that Hashem spoke, and all the commandments in the Torah, tachlis kavanaso kiyumam vasiyasam hu sheyeda loyma anochi Hashem Elokech. That all the words that Hashem says that I've spoken until now in this world and in the Torah was in order to come to these words of anochi Hashem Elokech, v'sheyasig vasiyasam imitzusa yisparach, and that a Jew should have a hasag of Hashem yisparach. This is Rabbi Elimelech l'shitasa, that in the same way he teached u'v'saras Hashem Elokeinu kasav li m'shma Yisrael, is where he teaches this pasuk by da'ar Elokim is called him Eli Limor Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, because Shema and Anoichi is really one. So the Zohar says that the Aseres HaDibros are all merumas in Shema. For example, when you say l'man yarichun l'man yibu yimichim yichum ala adama arichus yamim, what is that a remiss to in Aseres HaDibros? Kabir is a bizim yamecha l'man yarichun yamecha. So what's keneged anoichi? Shema. Shema. Shema is anoichi. It's just that if we're left up to us to try to figure out what the tachlis of Torah is, how would we come to that? But the truth is that it's really mefurish in Torah. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was striving for in Sefer Devarim. Chazal tells us that Sefer Devarim is considered to be a memutza, an in-between Torah Shebach Sav and Torah Shebach Peh. Chazal say that Sefer Dvarim is different than the first four Sfarim, that Moshe mipi atzmo diber, he spoke like on his own. He had Rishus to speak, and his words became Torah. And the reason why it's Torah is Shechina medaber mitoch grono. Really, the Shechina was speaking from his mouth. But it's really Moshe Rabbeinu's take on the first four Sfarim in Torah. Now, why is that so important? Because we need Moshe Rabbeinu to teach us that the fact that he was the one who received Torah from Hashem, what does Hashem want from this Torah? That if a Jew is left to look at the first Sfarim in Torah, the first four Sfarim in Torah, and to try to come to his own conclusions, what does Hashem want from me in this world, he would mamash be lost. He would see just a lot of Chataim of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, and the golden days of the Avos HaKadoshim. But even they made mistakes, and the Torah seems to be just a repetition of the mistakes that Klal Yisrael made. This is what the whole world was for, to give a Torah like this, that we should reflect upon the mistakes of the Jewish people throughout history? So Moshe Rabbeinu takes Sefer Devarim and he begins with a Teichat to Bnei Yisrael, and he tells us repeatedly, "Va'ata Yisrael, Mashem Alokecha Shalmimach Ki Im Leira." That the entire Sefer Devarim is really a Musar Sefer that Moshe is emphasizing time and time again to love Hashem, to have fear of Hashem, to have Dveikas with Hashem. There's not a single word about Avan Yira and Dveikas before Sefer Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to bring home to the Jewish people before he departs the man of Torah, that this is called Torah Moshe, what it is that Hashem wants from the Jewish people. And it's amazing that even though the entire Sefer Devarim is really the message to the Jewish people from Moshe Rabbeinu, what this Torah is all about, a Jew can live his whole life, not much, a whole life, davening and learning Torah, and not know what the purpose of his creation is in this world. And how these inyanim of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Dveikus, and Emunah particularly, is literally the root of the entire existence of the Jewish people, and the purpose of Torah. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. In his Hakzama to Mesillas Yesharim, He says, really, I'm writing this Sefer to state obvious things. It's very obvious that Torah should bring a Jew to Zahiris, into Zrizas, into Kedusha, into Tahara, into Chassidus, into big Madrigas and Avodas Hashem. So forgive me for repeating the obvious, he says in his Akdama, but just know that it's not so shver, because it's the way of people that even though things are looking at them, staring at them straight at the eye, that we overlook things. And people make mistakes to think that going into freezing cold mikvahs is really, oh, thus is really Chassidus. Whereas the obvious, that a Jew should strive to have Madrigas and Emun in Hashem, that's already like, yeah, we know that, but we don't take it seriously. And that's all true mitzad, the niglus of Torah. Because from the niglus of Torah, and even Torah Shebichtav itself, we can't see, or we're blinded to seeing. That's why the name of the Satan is Samkel, which the Chazal tells us means that he blinds us, that we can look at things straight in the eye and not see them. And that therefore, it really doesn't come out of even the Gemara or from the Midrashim. It comes out from the Pnimius of Torah, the idea that Emunah is the Ikar Nekud and Kol HaTorah Kula. Like you see from Rabbi Elimelech, I'm very much so by the Sfarim HaKadoshim and Chassidus, and the real origins and the roots of this come from the Zohar HaKadosh. That although Rabbi Shimon, like for example Rabbi Shimon, in Niglus of Torah, in the Gemara, is a Tana Kechol HaTanoim. He's like a regular Tana. There's Rabbi Yehuda, there's Rabbi Meir, there's Rabbi Shimon, there's Rabbi Elazar, there's Rabbi Akiva. However, mitzad pnimis atayra, Rabbi Shimon is the man. Rabbi Shimon is the Tana of Al Tanoim. That the entire Sisrei Torah, and many times the Zohar says this, that Rabbi Shimon is the tzaddik of the generation. He's the greatest tzaddik who ever lived. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Two totally different perspectives on Rabbi Shimon, mitzad niglus atayra and pnimis atayra. Now take a look here at the bottom of some of the ma'amarim which we have from Rabbi Shimon in the Zohar HaKadosh about the essential nekuda of Emunah regarding the entire mitzvah of Torah. So you have on the top right, on the bottom half of this page, Raza de Mehemnusa, the secret of Emunah, Ihu Ikra v'kiyuma de Alma, this is the Ikr Kiyum of the entire world. The Beginei Ispri Alma v'iskai, that for the purpose of Emunah, the world was created and it exists. It's a very strong statement. And moving to the left, Reishisa Kadma D'chol Pikudin, the very first of all mitzvahs. Now note that Emunah is not the first of all mitzvahs. Perhaps Pur Revu is the first of all mitzvahs. But the very first, meaning the most important mitzvah. L'mindalei L'kutshabichu B'chlala, is to know Hashem. De'is Shlita Ilad Yeribon Alma, that there is a Sholeit, and there is a master of world, U'bara Almin Kulu Shmei V'ayra, they created everything in the world, the heavens and the earth, V'chol Chalei and everything in it. That he created man and he blew within him an Hashem HaKadosh. And again, right underneath that, Ladas ki Hashem hu Elokim, to know that Hashem is God, Da ihud chlala d'chol razad imhemnusa, this is the entirety of Emunah, chlala d'chol araisa, this is the entirety of Torah, chlala d'eila v'tata, it includes everything above and below. And to the right of that, Razad Mhemnusa, the secret of Emunah, Kol Man Dehavi Bahai Alma, any person who came into this world, V'lo Ishtad Lamindale, who did not strive to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tavle Dele Ispere, it would have been better that he shouldn't have come into the world. Very shtak l'shonos. We're talking about people perhaps who, they do Torah mitzvahs, but if they didn't make it the life of using Torah mitzvahs to come to the knowledge and the knowing of the Ribbono Shel Olam, al pi pnimius of Torah, that's not a life worth living. It's an amazing statement. The Gemara tells us that there's 2,000 years of Tohu Vavohu, there's 2,000 years of Torah, and there's 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. This is considered to be a flow. Torah brings to Torah, and the Torah brings Yemos HaMashiach. And it's really what we spoke about before as a Hakdama to the Shir. We said that when the Torah tells us that the world was Tayyiv Avoyhu, Vayyam Elkim Yihi Or, Chazal say Yihi Or, this is the Torah. The Torah takes us out of a state of Tohu Vavohu. And the Gemara tells us that who began the 2,000 years of Tohu Vavohu? Avram Avinu. And the reason why Avraham Avinu was the man of Torah, even though he didn't bring down Torah to Bnei Israel, Moshe Avinu brought down Torah. Because Moshe, it was Avraham Avinu who was the one who was Megala to the world, the Yesodus of Emunah. And that's already called Torah. Because the Emunah is the essence of Torah. And Emunah is what takes out the world from Torah Vavoyah. And in fact, Chazal tells us in this week's parasha that when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, the Malachim said, "We're not giving Torah to you, who are you?" And Malachim tried to make a kitrud to be an obstacle to the giving of Torah. And they said, "Keep the Torah up here. Why are we giving it to mortal man?" To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he painted the face of Moshe to be the face of Avraham. And he said to Malachim, "Do you recognize this face? Do you recognize this face? I think you do. Weren't you in his house a few parshas back? A few hundred years ago, you were in his house and he fed you." And they said, "Yeah, oh, to this face we can give Torah. We allow Torah to be given to Avraham Avinu." And there's a message, of course, in this Chazal, and that is that Avraham Avinu didn't give over mitzvahs to Bnei Israel. He's the founding father, but he taught Emunah to the world, and particularly to the Jewish people. And that's the Nakuda which Torah has to be given on. That's called the Or which takes the world out of Tohu Vavohu. It was only because Moshe Rabbeinu, who will be bringing down 613 mitzvahs called Torah Moshe, that he was rooted in the Emunah of Avraham Avinu. That don't look at this face of Moshe and see somebody other than Avraham. This is a Moshe who's rooted in the Yesodas of Avraham. Such a person we can give Torah to, because I see now, say the Malachim, that this entire Torah called Torah Moshe, which you want to give, is rooted on the Nakuda called Emunah, which is the essence of Avraham Avinu. The one who took the world out of Torah Avinu with that Or of Emunah. Like we said before, when we speak about the essence and the importance of Emunah, if not for the tzaddikim telling us the importance of Emunah in Torah, we would be lost. We'd mamash be lost. Even after the giving of Torah, even after going through Shas, we would still be lost. And truly, in order to know the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, to have a real Havan Hakar of the Ribbono Shel Olam, even after all is said and done, in order to truly know Him forever and ever, the only way we can really know Him is if He introduces Himself to us. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is so great, and He's so beyond the Seichel, that even after a person knows that he has to know the Ribbono Shel Olam and he's going to work in Emunah, when all is said and done, part of that Emunah and understanding the totality of who the Ribbono Shel Olam is to come to be Maida, that the only way, Hashem, that I can truly know you is if you teach me who you are. That although the tzaddikim do whatever they can to stress to a Jew that he should work in his Emunah and to come to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, the relationship which is developed between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam and how I know the Ribbono Shel Olam is a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. If you take a look at the Rav Kook at the top here, this comes from Pinkasei Raya. This is a pamphlet that Rav Kook wrote in his travels throughout the world, which he kept notebooks of, and it was only released recently. These Pinkasim is 2 chalakim, very thick chalakim. He writes here, Yesod Toos Hademyonos Novi Al Pirov. Many of the mistakes that we make in terms of trying to understand using our imagination, they come Mihachana Shel Hechsher LaAliyah Gedula. Really, it comes from a place that a person really wants to grow. He doesn't really know his place, and he doesn't really understand his seichel, how to be magvil, to mikvulim, to his ruchnius desires. Many times, that what he really wants, what he's searching for, even though it comes from a place of kedusha and to grow in ruchnius, he doesn't know what he's capable of doing. By using his chakir and his chachma to come to understanding. The MS. Really, true understanding comes from action. Even things which we experience, we can't declare upon them that they're true experiences because they're only experiences which we experience through our own chushim. For example, that which we perceive, but those perceptions are not entirely clear because they're only according to how we see them. It's just that we've been duped and deceived by our senses to think that the way that we experience them are how they truly are. So the same thing is true when it comes to hasagas ruchnim too. But yuchod hachifetz apnimi, if a Jew has a real desire, lavakish hasagas Hashem Yisrach, if he wants to know Hashem, lo mitzad pulosa, but not being from what Hashem does, kim betzir asmi mahus, if he wants to understand the mahus of Hashem, misaviv shibushim, adin cheker, you can come to tremendous mistakes through that. Behem garmu liyitzur that vodazara shishava, this is what caused the vodazara. People trying to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam using their seichel, not knowing that although they had very good intentions, that they tried to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is what caused avodah zarah in the first place. Really, all confusion comes from very good places. It's just that the real way to know Hashem is to do good deeds. The hagvaras chosh hadas alakim hamaisis. Move on hayoy serachav, to try to expand the kindness that you do in the world. That it should be a lilmon aman aslasos, eshetiat stakah asuya ba'ifin masmid, to be consistent in good actions. Pareach miskayim masale zohi kol haTorah kula. This is the essence of Torah. Im kol hayidios hadrushos adam chomach shayachem hanufim lahem. With all the ideas, there's an emphasis on the ma'aseh. As Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, that any person that his maisim are come before his chachma, then chachmasim is kayemes. This is very essential nikud in Chabad Chasidus, is that if, although Chabad professes that a person has to know Hashem and a lot of chachma, bina, and das, you see that the Chabad, they're on the street, that they're giving people lulavs and tefillin to take. Isn't that the opposite of Chabad Chasidus? But no. Especially in later generations where they, or even the Rebbe's already said it, that the Chabad of people is already weaker, that they don't have the Koyach HaSeichel of earlier generations. But still, on top of that, after all of the Chochma, Bina, and Das that a Jew goes through in his life to try to know Hashem, and it comes to the place where he really thinks that I really understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you're going to stop there, then you're going to come to Avodah Zarah. That there has to be a declaration of Emuna, which comes out through Maisim, Chol Ma'asecha Emuna, which states that I really don't know the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I need him to teach me who he is. Because I have to stop and to use my seichel and to say, aha, this is you, then you don't know the Ribbono Shel Olam. That it has to be a gift from Hashem, as the pasuk says, titein emes liyakov, that you give, that Hashem has to give the emes to Klal Yisrael. And that's the entire experience of Matan Torah. The entire experience of Matan Torah is that Hashem, he led Bnei Yisrael to Har Sinai, and although Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Yidden that there's Ribbono Shel Olam, and I'm sure he said many good drashas, but it didn't suffice until Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael on Har Sinai, Shalom Aleichem, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, see with your own eyes and behold who I am. And forever it was left an imprint on the hearts of the Jewish people that we have some type of a roshem inside of our hearts that we know who the Ribbono Shel Olam really is. That's what was necessary. That Hashem should teach us Himself, because nobody else can teach us the emunah and the true emunah of Hashem Yisbarach other than Hashem Himself. Let's take a look at one of the last ma'amakomos here from the Zayar Kaddish. It says, Zakaha ihu man da salak emunah l'kot shibuchu. Lucky is the one that he has emunah in Hashem, ihu shchinte, which is, this is Kabbalah Shalashen, that it's the shchina, which is kolo me'eser amirim, that he has understands the Shechina, that it's kolul with the 10 mamaros that Hashem created the world with, b'machshav tachada, with one machshava, b'reusachada, with one ratzon, below irbuv yekla, without confusion and bilbo. Lucky is the one that his emun is clear to him, because that means that it has to be given to him. As the Zohar says below, im lo yohev le seichel, if Hashem doesn't give the seichel to a person, lo yachal min de emun adile, he can't understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. That after all is said and done, and after all the drushes and all the teachings from your Rebbe, from your Chaverim, from the Sfar Makdashim, whatever it is, that they can lay down the Yesodos, the fundamentals, and to stress the importance of knowing the Ribbono Shel Olam. That knowledge of the Ribbono Shel Olam is a gift from Hashem Himself. And it comes every single day, primarily during davening, when you say Shema, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and during davening, when you stand in front of Hashem, and you say the Shemona Esrei, those are the moments of the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself to a person. what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, he was the man of Emunah. He says, Kol mitzvasecha Emunah. All your mitzvahs, that they're really Emunah. And he says, Derech Emunah Bachati, that when I chose you, and I chose your Torah, to dedicate myself to you, I chose the path of Emunah. If you take a look at the last Maimakam from the Zohar here on the bottom right, this is a Ho Diyaskayim Baho Zmana Shalaketz. Anybody who's alive, who's living at the time of Mashiach, B'mehem Nusa, and he has Emunah, then he'll be zeicha to the glory and to the chedva of Melech Mashiach. We live in a time that there's more Torah and there's more chesed and organizations and tzedakas perhaps in the history of the Jewish people, but we continue, the Golos continues to progress and to progress and to progress until Mashiach himself will open up our eyes and bring us to the nekudah of Kol HaTor Kulo, and I'll say, what about Emunah? What about Emunah? I think you know what I'm talking about. I think from this chair, there's been many drushes like this over the course of 25 years or so. Of we toifis everything. We try to take everything, and then Emunah. Yeah, we know that it's right. We know that it's essential. But a yid can mamash live a whole life knowing that Emunah is the ikar, but not knowing exactly the essential nekuda of what Emunah is to the life of a Jew. On the back, we'll conclude with this. There's a maisa. On the bottom right, Pamachas b'Shabbos Shuvah, once in Shabbos Shuvah, the Rebbe from Charkatov, he didn't sit with the Oilam by the Shulchan HaKadosh, he didn't sit by the Tish, like it was Kadaka b'Kodesh by all Shabboses. Vayihi de'isu d'shlishis, and then it came time to Shalashudis. Dachu kam anashim asam and the Chassidim, they pushed their way in, into the inner chambers of the Rebbe, and he began by asking them, Im shosu mashkehayim, did the Chaver have any l'chaims today? And the Chassidim said, no, everybody's very disappointed. Because many people came from far, but Amo v'yagia ben Isiyasam b'tzah gadolah, they spent a lot of money to come to you for Shabbos, and they wanted to spend the Shabbos Sudasis with you, to be by a tish. And we weren't zeichet to that, and everybody's very tzabrachan about it. So the Rebbe told them, Ha'emes hu shahayir b'ritzayin l'lechas al ha'shulchan. Says, really, my intention was to come to the tish. V'leishi b'machim k'daki tamid, to be freilich with you like every Shabbos. But because the skies became dark, I thought that the Geshem would hold me up. He says that I had a moment where I thought that maybe I wouldn't come. And therefore, even though afterwards, that when it came time to come to the Tish, already that the skies were clear, I could have come. But because I had lost my hachana which I had made previously, that all that preparation had now fallen by the wayside, he said, I didn't come. Because every holy endeavor needs a hachana, v'gam hachana l'hachana. So I didn't come. Because I had lost the hachana which I had prepared myself for the tish. And he said as follows, and I have a riot to this from Matan Torah. Shebishas Matan Torah Yisrael Ksev, when Hashem came to give Torah to the Jewish people, what does it say? Vaydar b'lakim es kol advar ma'ila leimor, that Hashem spoke all of these things leimor, saying anechi shem elokecha. The chor of these words are extra. What's this word leimor? That Hashem said all of these things to say. What does that mean? This is pshat. Why did Hashem begin the Torah with Bereishis? Why do we have 15, 16 parashas before Matan Torah? It should have began with this. This is everything, is it not? That everything that Hashem said until now was just a hachana for Matan Torah. And this is pshat in the pasuk. Vaydaber Elokim is called Me'ila Limor. Perish. That everything that I've said from now, from the beginning of Bereishis Bar Elokim, to Noach, to Lech Lecha, to Ve'etach HaYisar, everything which I said in the Torah till now, Hashem says, is Kidei Shayucha Laim Manech Hashem Alokecha. This is all the Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Everything which you know about the Avos HaKadoshim, all the stories which we're so fond of, everything is to come to these words, Anech Hashem. that really emunah is the root of all Torah. And he said that in his way to say that the reason why I didn't come to the Tish was because I lost my hachana. But the Tish is what? What is the Tish? The Tish is anecha shem alokachal. You should go to a tzaddik, and if he's a tzaddik enough, you should sit by the Tish and you should see a lakus on him. Why do you have a Rebbe in the first place? You're supposed to look at a Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman says, and you're supposed to see the Rebbe as a reflection of yourself. You're supposed to look at the Rebbe as a mirror. You're supposed to say, the same way that I see godliness on this person, that's how I have to see myself. Halavai, I should strive for that. But the Gemara says that Moshe is Kepnei Chama and Yeshua is Kepnei Levana. That Yeshua is supposed to be a reflection of the Rebbe, and every time he's supposed to see himself as a mirror, as a reflection of his Rebbe, that he chooses his Rebbe because he sees godliness on a Rebbe. You come to a Tish, you don't just come to have Shirayim. You just come to have a good time and to drink a L'chaim. You're supposed to come, you're supposed to sit by a Tish, and you're supposed to walk away from a Tish feeling like, oh, there was a Gili Lakus here just now. Like in this week's parasha, it says that they sat with Moshe, Lecho Lechem, Im Choisim Moshe, Lifnei Elokim. Chazal say Elokim is Moshe. He's called the Ish Elokim. They didn't just stomp break bread with each other. They had a Tish with Yisrael, and it's called Lifnei Elokim. That they felt an experience of Elokus when they sat and they ate with Moshe. That's supposed to be Shalosh Shudas. That's supposed to be Sudas of Shabbos. That's supposed to be a Tish by a Rebbe. You're supposed to walk away feeling that there was an elevation, that oh, that although nobody sees it, there was an Eicheshem Alokecha here. That's how a person is supposed to go. Every day is supposed to be like that. That you're supposed to go from one Shema to the next. From Kriya Shema Lamita to the Shema and Shema in Shacharis. And from there to the end of the week to the Shema and Raivad Raivin. And from there to the Shema and Yilagim Makipom. From there to the Shema, the ultimate Shema. That a person is about to greet his Creator. He's supposed to give his Neshama. He's supposed to gonna see with his own eyes again an Eicheshem Alokecha. But with what? When you take in your hand the Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad, with that last moment of life, right? That's your ticket to the experience of Matan Torah, your personal Matan Torah, that you see with your own eyes. Anecha Shema Elokecha. Hashem says again, Shalom Aleichem. Remember this face? You saw this at Har Sinai. I'm showing it to you again. Hashem Baruch should help us and give us the strength to live lives like this, pneumistical lives, to know what the world is about, what Torah is about, Derech Amunah V'Charti, Kol Mitzvotei Amunah, without Shbizechet, to see with our own eyes again. Because Koyot Tzedek Mashiach Tzidkenu, to see Hashem as He reveals Himself. Hinei Elokeinu Zeh. And see with your own eyes. Ki Vinu Lev Yeshinu Zeh Hashem. Nagilim Schabai. Mehra Meinu Amen.